Hello, everyone. Welcome to Beyond Words, a Novel Idea. My name is Logan, your sound and audio engineer. Today, I'm joined by Colleen, our host, Paul, our co-host, and today, our guest is Jennifer Chu. She is the founder of Epic Dermis Apothecary.
Hi, Jennifer. Thank you for joining us today, and we're very glad to have you here. And as Logan said, you are the owner of Epic Dermis Apothecary, and it's a wellness sanctuary where healing arts meet modern energy therapies. What does that mean?
Well, the healing arts of today, like everybody is really just going into a spa expecting a cookie cutter experience, not really going down to like the actual practice of healing. Like they've made it into like basically mass marketed massage and everything and took all of the spiritual healing out of it. You're just going to get touched, massaged, and they leave it at that. That's all that it is. And healing modalities are way more than that. Like the power of touch. Touch was the first language that we actually learned as a child. So like how powerful it is to all of these modalities and stuff, it can change a person's life just by getting a massage if you have like a good therapist and everything like that.
Okay.
But I'm really just trying to bring more knowledge and awareness to what other people actually put in, like the different therapies, the different modalities. These things have been around for centuries, and I'm just trying to bring more of that to everyone's awareness and do something different than what everybody else is doing.
Cool.
Since these healing arts are, as you say, ancient, have been around since time began, one doesn't just wake up one morning and say, gee, I think I'll be a massage therapist and teach healing arts that have been around for 10,000 years. How did you, what was your novel idea that started you into this?
Well, I had always kind of messed around, made my own products, mainly because I couldn't use anything else my friends used. I just figured I had allergies, I had sensitivities, stuff like that. No, I just can't stand anything that's not natural. I prefer things that are very earthy, even the perfumes and stuff I wear. I don't like a huge amount of smell unless it's natural. So because I made all of these products, I was actually a teacher. And my daughter had turned 4, and I was a pre-K teacher. So I didn't want to continue doing that anymore. So when I was trying to decide what I wanted to do, somebody approached me and said, why don't you be an esthetician? And at that time, I had no idea what that was. So I basically looked it up, and immediately I was like, yes. And within a few days, I was enrolled in school and going after a whole new profession.
So there's a school for this? You can take classes and courses?
Yes. Yes.
Interesting. Where do you do that? Is this like a trade school or correspondence?
Yeah, it's a trade school.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's all kinds of continuing education, and you can expand. There are so many different things that you can do in the aesthetics world, and not even just aesthetics, and healing arts in itself, because you could be a yoga teacher, you could be a massage therapist, you can do hair, nails, all different types of things. I like doing aesthetics because I could literally pretty much do anything that I wanted. I could do makeup, I could do lashes, I could do facials, I could do medical treatments. And all of it for me was like making someone feel better about their skin. Like the skin, somebody looks in the mirror,
you see, right?
It's the first thing you see.
And you talk a lot about modality. Explain mm-hmm. what modality is for you and your business.
Well, modalities are really just your course of study, like what you're studying and the types of massage that you do, the types of treatments. Like I specialize in fascia massage, or myofascia release.
What is that?
Fascia is like a fabric that's underneath your dermis. It's kind of like woven like cloth. And what that stems from is basically your nervous system. Okay. It goes all throughout your skin, and it, in my opinion, I feel like it holds like our emotions, because our emotions aren't held in our brain. They've scientifically proven it's not in the brain. Your body is what holds like all of the trauma, all everything. And for me, I feel like that's where it's all hidden. It's hidden within the fascia. So when you are doing massage, you're basically breaking up that tension. And a lot of people, it depends on what it is. Different things are stored in different areas of the body.
What is the demographic breakdown of your clients? Male, female, young, old? Is there like a minimum age that could use your services?
Pretty much everyone can come in to get one of the services, as long as they don't have extenuating health concerns. Even some health concerns, they can still come in and get some type of treatment. I prefer not to work on anyone under the age of 13 unless they have a parent or it's something that I could definitely treat. Even then, if they're under the age of 16, a parent has to be in there with them.
Right. And I have come and received a massage from you, mm-hmm. and it was only 30 minutes, but it was like the best and worst 30 minutes of my life, because she bent me up like a pretzel and then unfolded me, and I didn't want to get back up, you know, because I went from this like, and I was tense. It was horrible. And by the time I was done, I was like, okay, my gosh, my shoulders aren't, you know, up here anymore, and I feel relaxed. And like you said, with your body keeping stress, anxiety, trauma, and that's very true. It's like through your whole body, because I know sometimes when I get upset, you know, it's like my whole body does react.
Are you the only one, the only one who does the massage, or do you have other people who help you?
I have other people. I've actually hired a few new therapists and everything in there. And again, we all do different things in different modalities, or we do have different types of therapies that we specifically do. Some of us are licensed in different types of things. So like with Beck, she is a Reiki. She does Reiki and sound bowl healing. And the new massage therapist, she specializes also in the myofascia release, which is what I specialize in. Now, being that I'm an esthetician, I treat more of the skin, but I can still work in certain areas on the body. I just don't do deep tissue muscle work. So a massage therapist is the one that's going to get in there and really like get in and do things.
Unkink you,
yes.
I saw a commercial the other night on television advertising a resort. And they were doing massage therapy, and they had hot stones they were placing on the person. Is that looked wicked to me. Is that something you do?
Oh, yes.
Really?
We've actually switched up. I'm not doing the, usually they do basalts. It's a special type of rock. I can't even talk. I'm like, salt, rock, it's something. It's a special type of volcanic rock. Basically, I've switched it up and I'm using Himalayan salt instead. So they're basically like Himalayan salt blocks, and they're warming them, putting on them on people. So you're getting like salt therapy along with it, which would be a great one for you, Colleen.
Oh, and what would that do?
Well, that will enhance like your minerals. Minerals are easily absorbed through the skin, okay, more so than it is taking it, like taking magnesium, calcium, all of that stuff. Minerals are actually absorbed better through your skin than through your gut. The reason being is when you digest it, it's going through your digestive tract, which is full of acid.
Right.
So it breaks down and gets rid of most of the stuff, and your body absorbs what's left. Now, when you put it on your skin, you absorb it like 100%.
Right.
Even more so on the feet. That's why everybody talks about grounding so much.
And that's something I've never heard of until I spoke with you. I never heard of grounding.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So for maybe those who aren't aware of that, what exactly is grounding?
Well, grounding, it's really more energetic, but for me, I feel like it's a full-on connection because the pores on our feet are the largest on our whole body.
Okay. Didn't know that either.
Yeah, so when we're touching the ground, we're actually absorbing all of the nutrients and stuff from the ground. So it's a way of Earth basically communicating with us. Mm-hmm. Now, when you're really trying to ground, you're grounding your energy. And you have to think, like, we're basically a big battery. If you think, oh, we're 80% salt water, what's inside of a battery?
Right.
So we're big batteries. So you think, what do? When you're putting an electrical current outside, you ground it.
Right.
So think the same thing. You're putting your feet on the ground, so you're grounding. You're kind of getting out that negative energy, those negative ions, and absorbing more of a positive energy from the earth, basically.
Two questions. One, based on what you're talking about with your feet touching the earth and getting energy from the earth, is it better that we go barefoot or wear shoes? And second, my wife used to get a spa day. We lived in Florida, and we'd go to Biloxi, Mississippi, and she would get a spa day at the casino there. And they always had like a big hot tub or a pool or something. Do you also have a hot tub or pool? Is that a part of it?
No, we don't have a hot tub or a pool. The old house probably wouldn't allow for the space for it.
Yeah.
But we do, like I said, with the salt therapies, we do mud therapy. So it's lacking on the hydrotherapy just because of that aspect. But everything is basically hands-on massage or energy work. That's the only thing that's really not going to be like hands-on.
So should I throw all my shoes away?
I wouldn't say throw your shoes away, but when you're grounding, you do want your feet on the actual ground. Now, they do have special shoes if you're one like I struggle. I won't walk through the house without my shoes on. So I have house shoes. Like, I can't stand the feeling of anything on my feet, not even socks. Yeah. But there are special shoes that you can wear that have like a copper piece that extends down to the bottom.
So it makes that connection between your feet. And okay, that's really cool.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah.
I'm notorious for not wearing shoes. I hate wearing shoes. So I know, like, when you're talking about connecting, I love the feel of grass.
Oh yes.
You know, or even dirt. I love that feeling, that connection. You know, as much as I love my shoes, I'm happy barefoot as well.
Yes, if I'm outside, I prefer to be barefoot, but if I'm indoors, I have to have something because, you know, I can't stand the feel of dirt on the actual floor.
That's so weird. Mm-hmm. It really is.
But if I'm outside, like, it makes sense.
It sounds like dad.
Yeah. Yes, my husband has the same problem. He can't walk through the house without shoes on.
But I don't think it's for spiritual healing.
No, you know, it's a touch feel thing. So we've kind of touched on the power of touch. And you talk about energetic alignment and how healing is complementary to physical therapies. What do you mean by that?
Well, energetic work being complementary, it really just helps you get in alignment with, one, are you coming there to relax or you're trying to release the stress? So when you're working with someone and adding that energy aspect to it, for me, I feel like I'm intuitive to where people are holding their tension, their stress. And because we're intuitive to that, we can help them to relax, because it helps when you're sitting and you've got your shoulders up and somebody tells you to release your shoulders, they're at your ears.
Yeah.
Then you release, and it makes you more aware, like that energy connection. Like, it's not just like with touch and verbal, like you can do that without even talking to someone, like telling someone to breathe, like take breathing in, take a breath and let it out. And then just trying to put healing energy towards that person helps them to release that without saying a word, without doing anything. Just creating that energetic space for them to relax and calm down. that really adds an extra layer because you're wishing healing on the person. So it...
like an energy transfer. Right?
It's an energy transfer without going too far into like any spiritual things. It's not just spiritual. It is our nature.
Right.
Yeah. I think you are painting an incredible picture today of what you do and how you do it. Mm-hmm. Somebody is listening to this podcast out there in the ether, and they're saying, "Wow, that's something that I think maybe I'd like to do." Where would they go to start if I wanted to do that? If I listened to the podcast today and said, "I want to do this," where do I start?
Well, it would you would kind of want to map out what you want to be doing. Like, do you want to work in skincare? Do you want to work on people's hair? Do you want to work on people's skin, like massage? Do you want to do reflexology? And to get into the school, I mean, it's pretty simple getting in, and deciding what route you want to go. And those things can change. Like, I went all through the different routes of aesthetics.
So you got to try a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
See where you really like you and your energy fit, right?
Yeah, so that and being ADHD.
When you say if you want to do hair, my wife was a hairdresser. Do you need to go to a beauty school, hairdresser school?
Yeah, you have to abide by like the state laws and everything like that, and just kind of do your research, find the schools that you want to go to. I went to, what is it? I think it's Georgia Career Institute. So it's basically like a trade school. Usually those you're in and out within a year.
So nice.
It's quick.
Yeah.
But CEUs are really continuing ed. You have to do that about every 2 year. That's for aesthetics. I'm not sure about across the board for everybody else, but you want to keep up training as well. So that's something that you're going to have to take into account. But there's so many different things and so many routes you can go within that.
Are you licensed by the state?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I'm licensed in so many things. Yeah.
Well, I mean, this is state regulated. You can't just open up open a building and put a sign out and start doing all of this. You have to be regulated.
Yes, so you have to be licensed, and there's so many different types of insurance and things that you need to have. You need to be insured to do it. You have to be licensed in each individual thing. Even with our continuing education, a lot of us will choose something else that we want to do, like to add on to increase like revenue, stuff like that, or just something that we're fascinated in, in which fascia was one of those for me. So I took that one on and kind of never went back from it.
And so you have to like every year you have to redo it every couple of years.
You have to renew your license about every 2 years. Okay. But as far as the CEU credits and stuff like that, unless it's a whole new licensure, you just add on. I want to be level 3 or something like that. Okay. It's not something that I have to continuously renew, like the license for aesthetics. It's just something I further get educated in because it's an interest.
Yeah. So is it constant? Is that a profession that's constantly changing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the beauty industry is constantly changing, and which is, I find that massage therapy just kind of stays put. Like, everybody just goes in to get a massage. You're either getting deep tissue or Swedish. Like, everything is just so very cookie cutter. So that's where I stepped in. I'm like, oh, we're going to make it a little different here.
Do you have regular customers who come in like every week for a treatment, for lack of a better word?
Yes.
Or
massage people can get done more than once a week, but usually we'll see them once a month. But there are patrons that come in once a week.
Do doctors ever recommend you to patients?
Yes. Yes, I have plastic surgeons that I'll refer, because I do a lymphatic massage for like after surgery, that reduces inflammation, and it's actually recommended after certain types of surgeries. Of course, I always ask your doctor beforehand,
right?
Depending on the surgery, but yeah, they some places take insurance. I, however, do not take insurance, but some insurances will cover it. You just have to like bring receipts and stuff like that. So really just do your own research with that one.
And what do you offer? We've talked about the Reiki, the sound bowl, and your deep massage. What do you offer at your the Epic Dermis Apothecary?
Well, we offer facials, microneedling, there's dermaplaning, peels. That's more of in the beauty aspect, which it follows the facials. And of course I do fascia treatments. We do body treatments, which are like body scrubs, body wraps. And there's myofascia release, which is a different type of massage. We have several types of massage, the hot stone massage. And there is also, of course, Reiki. We have pranic healing. We have, there's so many things. Sound healing as well.
Yeah. I think I went to one of the sound healings and it was incredible. I'd never been to one. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, somebody's just gonna be wah, wah, wah around a bowl. And it was different than what I thought it was gonna be, in a good way. Mm-hmm. You know, that you could really feel the sound like flowing through everybody. I think we have one gentleman there who came, you know, begrudgingly with his wife and ended up falling asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was like, oh, I'm not going to do this. Not going to relax.
Within minutes. Ding.
Yeah. He was like, yes. but it works, you know, and people dismiss it as hippie or new age or, you know, but if you haven't tried it, you really don't know. And so I think that's a horrible misconception. You know, if you try it once and you, well, it's not for me, then it's not for you, but you tried it.
Right.
Yeah.
You mentioned that physicians sometimes refer their patients to you. If a physician has a patient who is homebound but needs your services, can you go to them? Do you do that?
We can do, there is a travel fee, but we can travel to people.
So you do out-call services as well?
We can, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I've had a few people that called, and I do events as well. I've had several women retreats that we go to, and it's basically where we'll offer massage and facials. And again, for an outpatient, kind of, not patient, but out.
Yeah. Yeah.
An out client where we go there to the location, there is an extra fee just for travel and everything like that.
But the services are available.
Yes. And I actually love doing the retreats because the food's amazing and the energy is great. So, I do enjoy doing the women's retreats and hope to do some here soon.
So, what do you have coming up now? Do you have anything coming up? I know I've seen you at a couple of the local fairs and events that we have. Do you have anything coming up the next couple months?
Oh, yeah. For the next, 3 months, I have different things coming up each week. This week, we're going to be releasing basically a celestial for, like, summer. Because in summertime, we see most of the stars. Right. So I did a celestial theme. So we just released our Stargazer facial, and this week every day we'll be kind of introducing a new facial. Okay. And then the next week we're introducing the same for body treatments.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, so we took on Farmhouse Fresh, which is a new skincare line.
Well, exciting.
Yes. So they had a bunch of like celestial things and themes, and I was like, ooh. This is exciting.
Perfect timing. Yeah.
Exactly. And they donate a portion. That's another thing, is they donate to save animals. So,
okay.
I mean, with most everything else I bring into the office are local. So when I was looking for something a little bit more like luxurious with proven results, they've done like the scientific research behind things. And I was looking for something. And this one came along and I was like, oh, I like their stuff. I like their purpose, everything like that. So I brought them on.
Their ingredients, are they good ingredients, natural homeopathic
type of ingredients? Yes, and most of their ingredients are grown on their farm as well. So that was a big part of when I picked it.
And where are they located at?
I believe they are in Texas.
Texas, okay. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's very cool.
Yeah.
And you have a shirt that you brought, and you show us your logo and everything.
Yeah. Yes, I brought a wonderful logo shirt with my logo, with that sign. I took way too long to paint.
You'll need to hold it up. There you go.
There you go. And you designed the sign, yeah.
Yes, I painted the sign, and that took me way too long because of my obsessive nature.
Right. So. Nothing like a little perfection to get in the way of progress, right?
Just a little bit.
You are obviously incredibly busy and wrapped up in your business, but mm-hmm. you have to take some time off. So what's your hot button right now? What's next for you outside the business?
Outside of the business? Oh, goodness. Learning how to relax. I don't have that button to where I can just shut off.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, for me, since I don't relax, I'm like, okay, what's the next thing I'm going to do? So right now I'm writing.
What are you writing?
I'm writing a blog
for
the business. I know.
Like,
in my downtime, I want to still do business.
You're still working.
Yes.
Yeah. We do the same thing.
Yeah.
I just, I love what I do, and I want to study more into what I do. So I'm doing that, and I'm also taking a yoga course.
Nice.
So, yeah, teaching yoga will be in my future, but I'm going the fascia route.
Okay.
With it, so I'm getting even more in depth with like stretches and movements that you can do to kind of release that
extra tension.
Yes, the extra tension. So those are other things that I do is the yoga. I go to yoga regularly or try to.
Yeah.
And basically, just art is another thing that I'm really.
You do face
more
painting
into.
Too. Yes. Yeah. Amazing. Like. Stuff we've seen in Key West, like
I've seen it.
I've moved to just doing faces. I used to do full body paints.
Okay.
So spend like 7 hours for something that's going to be showered off.
Yeah.
And
but it's beautiful now.
It is beautiful. Gorgeous. It's wonderful seeing your art get up and move around.
Yeah.
Even if it's only for a short moment.
But it's up and moving.
It's up and moving. It's alive, like creating something that's living.
Yeah. Well, I really appreciate you coming on and talking to us about this today, and give us the name of your business and where you're located, and we will include any links, any emails, and as always, you can reach out to us and email us with any questions, or you can email Jennifer if you have any questions, and so, and we will include her email, her links to her business, but where are you located?
Well, I'm located in Barnesville, 123 Library Street. I know it sounds so fake. It's not a real address. Barnesville, Georgia.
All right. Well, thank you again so much for being on, and we appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And most enjoyable. And enlightening.
Yes.
Very enlightening. Thank you.